This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
War on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
I'm going to try to be disciplined today and not go into preacher mode, even though that makes for interesting radio and TV, and is somewhat informative. And I really just need to analyze what's going on here and put out little factoid chunks to get that to the White House. And of course, you can get that out to the White House and others. You need to be flooding your police departments, your fire departments, the churches, all the major change agents, as the left calls them, with the truth. Because we basically have already passed the point of return for a global depression. And they're going to use that depression to break our will and engage in massive acceleration of the social engineering programs that they've been putting into place. Things are going to get extremely dystopic, extremely fast, as you're now seeing. Everything else has been beta testing and build up to the post-human era. And I have never had such a crushing commitment to stop these people. Now my commitment is, I didn't think it was possible. It's like 10 times stronger. And I know you're feeling that spiritual commitment as well. The globalists encourage people not to have children, not to save the earth, but because when you have children, you tend to get closer to God and you think about your ancestors in the future. It unlocks a lot of things in you. And I'm not criticizing those that don't have children, but I'm just simply saying I now look at my children and I feel absolutely crushed with commitment, just absolutely flattened. It's not a feeling of depression. It's not a feeling of anger. It's not a feeling of even sorrow. It is a feeling of grief that we've let evil get this out of control and that it's absolutely even worse than we thought. And that we screwed around, but that now we got to roll our sleeves up. And just every cell in my body is commanding me to get up off my ass and to awaken the people. And let me tell you, I know you guys have worked hard to get the word out, and I want to commend you. But listen, Churchill said it, to paraphrase it, that there are a time when a people have a chance to fight. And if they did fight, they could win easily, but they wait. And there's another time where they fight when there's 50-50 chance of winning, and it's a massive loss of life, and it's terrible. But there's another time when you know there's absolutely no way to win, but it's better to die on your feet than die on your knees with a vampire sucking the blood out of you. And we're now going out of the we could win this easily into 50-50, and then it slides like over the edge of a cliff very quickly. Decades and decades of we could win easily. We just woke up and rejected this evil. To long, hard, incredible fight to do what's right. Like abolition movement took about 100 years to end slavery worldwide, except in third world countries, but the West stopped doing it. It was a big, long, hard fight, huge wars, millions dead, but Christians got that done. This is a fight way bigger than that now, because it's about all of us not just getting enslaved, but having our minds enslaved in mass Stockholm syndrome, where it's incrementally rolled out by these psychologists and these technocrats and is designed to phase humans out completely, and that's now being announced. And on the path to our species being phased out by these psychotics, by the scientific dictatorship in the post-human world, is really the destination. The journey is the destination. A world not more beautiful, not more open, not more free, not more classically liberal, but one of trampled and being trampled upon. One of having a boot stomp on the human face forever. A society that gets uglier and stupider. And I mean, in Brave New World, they were forecasting this, and by then the average person lived to 30, and it was all designed like that so the ruling class could just enjoy how they've ruined humanity and dominated. It's a giant satanic ritual. And you're now living in the takeover.
I'm always excited about InfoWars Life products. They're amazing. They're cutting edge. You love them. I love them. And they fund the InfoWar in the face of the globalist onslaught. But we have come up with a new product over a year in development that is amazing. The only organic hand sanitizer on the market with organic essential oils on top of it. And there's another innovation. It's the spray cap. It doesn't just pour out a bunch of thick, gross goo, but it's high quality and aerosolizes it in a really great way. I like to put it on my hands, rub a little bit on my face. It's got organic alcohol in it, so it'll spray it right in your eyes. But I just love it personally as something that's a moisturizer as well. So, this is a real innovation. I don't know why others didn't think of coming out with a hand sanitizer that actually has essential oil in it so it doesn't dry you out. It smells great. It's so refreshing. This is a big winner.
Through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Every model we have been given in the last 4 months by the United Nations, by the Royal College, by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation has been more than 100% wrong. They've been 200, 300, 400, 500, 600, 700, 1,000 times off. They've been, something just 50, 60, 70 times higher in the death rate. And now we know it is confirmed that they are counting in Europe and the United States and in China every death that comes into those hospitals is counted as a COVID death. And now Project Veritas has a major funeral home operator on tape talking to one of the other directors there in the state and the county. And it's been documented that they're just naming every person that dies of a heart attack, of stroke, of a car wreck, of a gunshot wound, of old age, of the flu, hospice. They don't test them, nothing. They just say this person is a COVID-19 death. Because then the hospital or the hospice facility gets 3 to 4 to 5 times the money because they handled a COVID patient. And the government, from the Fauci level down, has greenlit the regulators and the House Oversight Committee, run by Democrats, to engage in this fraud. And the plan was developed years ago. This has all been planned. It's been drilled with Disease X and the UN and tabletop exercises globally with all these countries doing week-long drills just in November with Event 201. And then next year you'll have Event 202 and 203 until 2030. The whole agenda is implemented, and I even have the documents. I'll show them to you right here. This is all battle plan. Like if I went to see Romeo and Juliet, there's 3 acts to play. And they hand you a program at the beginning so that you know when there's breaks and when what's coming up. And I'm sitting here reading the program to you. So people go, but wait a minute. You say it's a man-made virus, though. It is. Because that way these globalists can own it and make all the money off of it and roll out new versions of it that are more deadly in the future. That's in their plan. That's how they're going to tighten the noose. But they wanted to have a limited system that killed useless ears, as they call them, old people, and those that are extremely sick and run down. But the death toll is so low that they then began attributing all deaths to this. And as I told you earlier this week, I've talked to people that manage major medical facilities, major trauma, ERs, major emergency rooms, and many of them are not engaging in fraud and coding it because they are legitimate institutions, and the managers there go, I don't care if everybody else is doing it. It's criminal. We're not doing it. Talk about the mortgage fraud that was allowed in the 2000s, where these banks would sell the same mortgage 10, 20, 30, 40 times. That's what's going on here. And Trump needs to come out and expose it, because you notice where this is all happening. Los Angeles, New York City, Seattle. The Democrats have gotten every city in the United States of any size is now under their control. And they can turn those cities off whenever they want, and then call for Marshall plans to fund them out of their bankruptcy. And because all their cities were going bankrupt because they steal the money, they take it in the front door and take it out the back door, they're mafias. They're holding the country hostage to bankrupt it so they all get a bailout. And Mitch McConnell knows that. He's come out and said, you keep things shut down and we go totally bankrupt, you're not getting a bailout. Absolutely. Mitch McConnell's doing the right thing. But Mitch McConnell and Trump just have to square with the American people. I get they've got surrogates out there like Project Veritas and others, who are hitting the barbed wire. We're doing it. But the president has to just now release everything. It has to be done. He can either take out the Chinese spies under law. I'll call for any citizens to do that, or any private, call for the president. We're in an emergency. We've had a corporate globalist-induced panic. Martial law brought in by the blue states and cities, a mutiny. And we're losing our whole future, our whole infrastructure, the pension funds, everything, with the Chi-Com globalist crime axis. And either the president does that and stops the coup, or he could just devastate them and level with the American people. But he doesn't have long. Or a combination of both. But I can tell you the president has responded to General Flynn and the fact that that was completely a setup. And they were so criminal, they bragged about it in memos, how they were going to set him up and get him removed. And the same thing with Roger Stone. And the House Oversight Committee now sits up there and tells the jurisdictions who they want indicted. They publicly say, we want this person indicted. We want that person indicted. And imagine if the president was up there saying, I want this person indicted. Well, the president can actually do that if there's been cause in the executive branch. If we don't agree with that, then he has to be impeached. And we judge, was that a good move? But the president has that power. But the House Oversight Committee does not have the power to just sit there and say. I mean, I remember we were in Congress, and they walked over to Roger Stone, the ABC reporter, and said, word is, you're already indicted. They were all laughing at him and joking about it. And, of course, months later it came out he was. That's how these people roll. This is like China under the Red Terror, under the Mao Brigades, the Youth Brigades. So I'm going to try to lay it all out. But this is so dangerous. You can't play patty cake with this. It's either the country goes into total depression, lockdown. They're going to have brown shirt groups that come around checking your medical status, forcing their way into your homes. It's all being announced. People thought we were joking yesterday when we talked about it. Bloomberg's covering it today. Forced inoculations. Most people are no longer going to go to schools anymore. Schools will be community areas for socialist and globalist organizing. But everything else will be done in online training that's crappy and dumbed down and robot controlled. The elites will then go to physical schools. Education's collapsing. The cities and counties are collapsing. And they're doing it by design artificially to accelerate in the new way of living. And so submission to this is death. And it will mean massive death here already, and that's already coming out, what I told you months ago. But in the third world, 135 million people are now going into starvation mode, and it will be hundreds of millions that starve to death. And people here in the first world are being collapsed into the third world, a high-tech technocracy. The third world is being committed to death. And they scared us first, flooding us with third world, bringing in enough third world to have a voting bloc they've got to control, and to drive down wages. But now they're going to wall things off and they're going to kill the third world. I mean, they'll be, they get away with this lockdown, they'll launch a bioweapon, I'd say, in about 2 years, once they've drilled us and trained us with it. And they're going to release weapons that, again, kill. The next one will be really hardcore, not a simulant. It'll kill 100 million, 200 million. And then we'll be under real lockdown. The robots will roll out, the weaponized robots that they're already mass producing. And then they'll release the big, big one after that. Or they can just turn up the heat with all the electromagnetic radiation and fry everybody and then say, you know, that some virus did it. And of course, I told you 3 months ago, 4 months ago, I said, this is never ending. Well, now they say, oh, it's 2 years, not a year and a half. Oh, and then after that, it is never ending. So the lockdown, the clampdown is permanent. And there's no escape unless you face it. The procrastination, the denial, all of it has gotten us to this point. Now, everybody's freaking out because I predicted all this exactly. I didn't predict any of it. This is their battle plan. So fight back or die.
This is a pandemic survival alert, and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone, or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
We are back. We are broadcasting worldwide. I am your host, Alex Jones. All right. Again, there's just been too much news, as everybody knows. And actually, the last few days, I have just been unable to even ever really plow deeply into it as far as I'd like to go, because it's just unbelievable. The White House, the Secretary of State, Mitch McConnell, the President, they're all moving in the right direction quickly towards being honest with folks that we're yet at war with China. Okay, we're in World War III. It's economic. It's psyops. They've got collaborators in the U.S. And this isn't talk. This is real. It's Chinese-funded money that is used to shut down the president's messages and censor everybody. And that's on record. Even the New York Times had to admit, okay, it's true. Billions are being spent by the communist Chinese to flood all these reports onto the internet that the coronavirus is ultra deadly and we're all dead. What does that tell you? The Chinese staged the welding people in and the arresting people. Some of it was fake, some of it was real. To then create this mystery and this fear as their psyop, working with the top foundations. And they made their move. I mean, do you think we got up here in early February on the David Knight Show, on the Alex Jones Show, on the War Room with Dr. Francis Boyle, the guy that wrote the U.S. Biological Weapons Law that became most of it the World Treaty? You think we just made it up that Fauci ran the Wuhan lab, basically? And I predicted, I said, when this starts coming out, they're going to burn Fauci. The Chinese are to go, oh, no, the U.S. is involved. You gave it to us. But it's not the U.S. It's this global crime syndicate. So Fauci is such a cult leader. We'll play the clip in a moment. Remember, he said, we need to stop shaking hands. I'm thinking about, what should the InfoWars flag be? Then I'm like, well, that's the Ingsoc flag from 1984, but it's two hands shaking. I was thinking an image of a nuclear family. Maybe it's a flag with four different images. Nuclear family in one corner. Another corner. Human shaking hands. And then maybe another corner, people of all colors standing beside each other, living in peace. Another corner. An image of a fetus. And the word human. And we've got to start celebrating who we are, folks. We're being taught to hate ourselves. When I tell you there's a post-human world, the official dogma and battle plan adopted by the technocracy over 100 years ago is to develop this electronic straitjacket and to carry out the de-evolution of humanity. It is a plan that is absolutely horrific. And if you want to know what this virus is, go watch the movie that came out. Guys, look up when it came out, like 10, 15 years ago. Let me guess, 12 years ago, I'm guessing. The Island, where they think they're part of the elite because they're the genetic specimens, they've been told, and they can't leave the island because there's a bioweapon that killed almost everybody on Earth. But then they hear that they've been selected to go back. So 2005, well, 15 years. But really, they're just being killed and their organs harvested. But everybody on the island has to see them, you know, leaving. It's a very, very well-written film because it's actually true. You can't really keep a bunch of organs together in a tank they found. It's based on real stuff. But if you have a full-bodied clone that walks around and eats and goes through life, it's not a vegetable, its organs will be good when it's needed. That's what the Chinese do, you know, with their slave factories and all the rest of it. And they blood test and type everybody when a party member, you know, needs a new liver or lungs, whatever, they get it. And so they use the threat of that virus to keep them locked up on the island. But it's not even an island. It's a 50-story silo building inside of a mountain outside Las Vegas. And by the way, you know all this isn't theoretical. Oh, boy. You know, we're not in Kansas anymore, and that's why the globalists don't have respect for anybody. And they set up a world where we are obsolete. And they're rolling it out, and they're showing you you're obsolete, and they're cutting you off. And they're telling you now you behave exactly as we say, you take the shots we want, and you have the number of children we want, and you don't complain about any of this, and you'll maybe get to live a few more years. And they've got the hospitals all in lockstep, getting $40,000, $39,000 every time they lie on a death certificate. And they knew from testing this on humans, China tested this stuff on humans 4 years ago. It was in Italian documentaries. We can play the clips if you want. That they knew that if you put somebody on a respirator, when they've got this, they're dead. So they need more respirators to kill people. And they know exactly what they're doing. And when medical doctors come out in Germany and England and Australia and the United States and say, listen, we read about this, but as soon as you intubate somebody, it kills them. You can't do this. They would suddenly just disappear those videos off the New York websites. And you've seen all the censorship of medical doctors because they've got to be able to carry this out. And now this will be a test, you see, with all the other cold-blooded doctors and people that will just take the money and go along with this. And they started doing this more than 20 years ago, but they'll have the preemies in there. And they know when they give preemies a vaccine, about a third of the time they die. They quit breathing. They go into shock. Now, you wouldn't let a bunch of bees sting a baby when it weighs 2 pounds. And they know they die. And they order the nurses to come in, give them the shots. But then the nurses battle with the bioethics board and say, okay, but then we will intubate. Then we will respirate. We will sit. And so they give them the shot that kills them. They're dying. And then so the nurses get all the breathing machines ready and everything. They go, okay, we've been ordered. Let's just go down the line. And they give them a shot, wait and see that one, give this one, wait and see. And they hover over the babies. And then they put them on a respirator. They're like, start having a convulsion. And the bioethics board is the science board of the hospital. And see, those are the special hospitals. By the way, again, it's well known that Chicago and Dallas hospitals, particular ones, killed a lot of people in the 70s, 80s, and 90s for their organs. And I was told about it by family that knew people that warned them about it. And I'll leave it at that. And I didn't believe this when I was told this as a teenager. My dad said, do not sign your organ donor card. He goes, some hospitals, if you're in a car or something, will kill you here in Dallas. Turned out, the hospital he told me about was later on 60 Minutes killing people. People kill your ass. They like it. So you better watch out because they're coming to shoot you up with this COVID vaccine. And when you have a convulsion, they're going to snake a tube down your throat and blow your lungs out until they're bloody bags. Then they're going to high five over your dead body.
10 weeks ago, I began to tell listeners that they needed to get high-quality, affordable food, not because of the virus, but because of the crises and the economic shutdown it would cause, because the globalists were planning to hold America hostage and run a blockade through the blue cities and blue states. Now that prediction has come true because the globalists are running an operation. It's not predictions. We have their battle plans. So, going back more than 8 weeks ago, all major storable food companies were sold out except My Patriot Supply because they're the biggest and were pre-positioned. When it got to the point they had so many orders coming in that they wouldn't be able to fulfill them in a timely manner, they stopped taking orders till they got caught back up. Well, Now they're caught back up. They've got high-quality Swerpal food in stock, ready to be packaged and shipped to you. Get your orders in now at InfoWarsStore.com to go right at the head of the queue and get delivered to you as fast as possible and from the InfoWar. Get your Swerpal food now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Yeah, Trump just took out the Chinese currency today. We're at war with China. And I know that President is smart. Oh, he's got finally some half-decent people around him. And I'm not somebody that ever calls for police state or wars, and everybody knows it. We're getting a police state. And we're getting total bankruptcy, and hundreds of millions are going to starve to death, okay? So, I don't like having to get up here and say things that makes the globalists come within inches of killing me, okay? And there's a lot of stuff I can't tell you right now, but you better understand, every day we're on air is a miracle at this point. And the stuff going on behind the scenes means they're going to DEFCON 5, okay? The New World Order could kill Trump anytime. So you make whatever decisions you've got or whatever you've got to do to get ready, folks. But I'm just telling you that I've told you this 100 times, but this is just the story of how this happened and how I'm in the middle of all this is key to understanding where you are. It's the only way I know how to describe it. I'll just say this briefly and then get to the news. I read about the New World Order and a global corporate plot to end our country and break down the family and teach, you know, all sorts of evil stuff to our children, to divide and conquer us and make us weak, ahead of an agenda to depopulate the planet and then merge with machines and super new age occultic Luciferianism. And I went to libraries. I went to the UT stacks. I had to get investigators who have access to those to let me in. And they thought, what is a 19-year-old doing who doesn't even go to UT trying to get into research areas they call the stacks? Because I wanted to see if that was the stuff was really true. And I went and got it and put it in films and showed you, man. I mean, UN reports from the 70s where they said we're going to bring back human sacrifice. We're going to devalue the human. We're going to put chemicals in the food and water to make men effeminate. And then we're going to phase out humans altogether and a new silicon life form is going to rise. I mean, this is official UN plans. And everything in Agenda 2020, Agenda 2030, those are public documents, admits all this is being done by design. Go read Lockstep from the Rockefeller Foundation. Lockstep, lockdown, clamp down. And they say authoritarian world government to save you from a virus. Holy hell. And I sit there and I talk to, let's just say, people that should know about all this. And they're all compartmentalized to their own area. Like the Marines are busy learning how to have amphibious landings again. How about they learn how to shoe horses? When it's already known that within 7 to 9 years, the plan was to have almost all the military and human actions phased out and go completely robots and drones. They're just perfecting it, getting it ready, and then they can scale it up in a matter of months where you don't have 50,000 Predator drones. That's how many total they've got. 50,000. To where you can have 10 million little drones just like that. This technology is all so inexpensive. And so they're building an obsolete system. They're designing it so we're obsolete. We're being phased out. Why would we make the decision to phase ourselves out? This is homicidally psychotic. And so I learned that this stuff was real. And I said, well, I've got to start a show and I've got to warn people. And I was self-trained and people didn't believe stuff I was telling them. So I'd go out with a camera, I rented, and I'd shoot a film and I'd edit it together on 3/4-inch deck tapes from the 1970s and dump it back down just to show people what was going on. I mean, you learn about something like this, you're supposed to warn people. And of course it sounded crazy, but as the plan continued along and we weren't able to stop it, we slowed it down some together, I knew that we had to build an infrastructure so that the way their operations work is they'd have to demonize me first before then indicting me, and then after they thought they discredited me enough, then kill me in prison. And because that's the logical authoritarian plan for these guys. What does communists do when they get you in a work camp? So I've understood all that and tried to prepare the best infrastructure I could building up towards this point. Because once you're inside the New World Order, you can't have Alex Jones on air. And you sure can't have all the videos where I lay out exactly their plan. So I'm going to explain something again. Dr. Fauci's on record financing, controlling, and basically running the Wuhan lab because the research was made illegal here in the United States because our own scientists came out and said, what the hell are you doing? And then the very lab that he ran that did this very research and made this damn thing releases this right when they know they don't have the votes for impeachment and right when they know the blue cities are collapsing and right when they know their whole New World Order agenda is failing. Because we're on the march and their system's on the run. They released this thing. Of course they released it. You can't line up all these coincidences and have that happen. And people have to come to grips with that. They know ventilators kill the people that they put them on. Doesn't help you with this.
They've already, I told you 100 times when this all started, I said, they're telling you 2 years, like, oh, so you'll beg for it. 2 years for the vaccine. I said, then they'll say, oh, actually, it's only a year and a half. Oh, it's only 6 months. Oh, and now they're now announcing that. They're going to have it for you in time for the election because they already have the vaccine. Oh, there's lots of candidates. There's lots of different ones, too. And Africa's going to get this one, a really special one. And Latin America's going to get that one, very special as well. And then poor people here are going to get one, and then other people are going to get different ones. And it's all very important in the new caste system to know where you go for what you're getting. Because if they pulled up in the black neighborhood in Austin and said, line all the black folks up, we're going to kill them, you know, people would fight back. They wouldn't get away with it. But see, they got something real special for you. I was told by a major doctor here in Austin that used to run some of the largest clinics before he retired, a pediatrician, that I was right about all of this because he ran one of the clinic operations, quote, making kids get vaccinated. That's why I became anti-vax. This was in the 80s that he said this happened. And he was running a clinic in East Austin, and he started reading on the vials they were given. And he said, this is the illegal live polio vaccine that's been banned for over 20 years at that point. But, and he went on and he explained to me that it also had SV40 cancer virus in it that embeds and replicates and kills you usually in about 20 years. They did that on purpose, too. And again, that's just my family pediatrician because we just search engines and, you know, doctors that don't, you know, make your kids take vaccines. Because there's a law, but most of them will say, oh, no, you can't. I won't treat your kids if you don't take the hundreds of things we want to give you. And I mean, I'll never forget, though, after he told me that, he grabbed me by the arm. It was a big gun. He got scared. He goes, he was just kind of telling me, he goes, I know you're right. It's really scary. That's why he shot his arm out and grabbed me. And he said, don't you tell anybody I told you that. And I said, I understand it was a crime. You didn't know it was a crime. But I said, I'm going to tell the story you told me. He goes, that's fine. Just don't tell them my name. And he's sitting there, and he's going, wait a minute, this is oral. He read the batch numbers. He checked it. He made a phone call. And they told him, you've already been given it. Keep your mouth shut if you want your medical license. I had a little bit more discussion with him. But that's the real crimes going on here, ladies and gentlemen. And he wasn't stupid. Because he'd been sent over to this little event to do vaccines before, that one. It's part of your continual education, your service that doctors are supposed to do. And he just notices he's in the black neighborhood giving them live cancer viruses. I mean, we've been hit by deadly viruses. We've seen cancer grow up, 10,000+%. Pediatric cancer grows on trees now. It didn't used to exist. But now the Dr. Fauci's going to take really good care of it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I gotta tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Let's start getting into it in depth right now. You have to understand, ladies and gentlemen, that they want a global health department run by the WHO through the nation states that controls every facet of life. And that's now been announced. I watched Fauci on Bloomberg this morning in a 20-minute interview, and he was laying every bit of it out. The forced inoculations, 2 years shut down, never the same, never shake hands again. I mean, imagine if aliens landed and they said, you will no longer shake hands. You will no longer touch each other. You may no longer breed. We are your friends. I mean, come on, guys. This is so anti-human. And the way this guy's been built up like God, the way they slipped him in on Trump. Oh, sir, here's the nice little Fauci who betrays Trump. Tries to keep the shutdown going as long as possible because he works in the whole global grid with the NIH and all the big foundation money and the little secretary of it all, Bill Gates, buying off the hospitals and doctors with $39,000 for just treating a COVID patient. Oh, you think they had it? That's the guideline. No tests needed. Even the tests themselves they admit are totally fake now. Hospitals are empty. They tell you they're full, and they go show big industrial funeral homes where they do a funeral every hour at those things, those auditoriums. I've been in those. One time I took a wrong turn going to a funeral in Dallas, and I stepped in, and they go, sir, this is not the chapel. And there was like 15 caskets in there. getting ready to be rolled out, the assembly line, putting people in the dirt. But, oh, the New York Times this morning, look at this room at a funeral home. It's full of bodies. I meant to cover this on Monday, whenever they came out. And even the Washington Post admitted, okay, China did cover up the number of dead, the number of urns. And then it talked about how, though, millions die a day in China. And millions die per region every year from just what they're breathing. And so they could hide COVID numbers. You go, wait a minute, is COVID super bad or is COVID not super bad? It's whatever they want it to be. We don't know. Because we've been lied to. All the numbers have been way lower here in the United States than the models. And the same people that lied to us about the models continue to lie to us, and then we sit there like they're God. It's incredible. I mean, they've been all over the news going, Alex Jones claims he had a COVID-19 treatment and cure. He's a con man that needs to go to prison. Never said it's a cure, never said it's a treatment. Everybody knows nano-silver like Lysol, point-blank range on it, kills it. Just like Trump last Thursday had that press conference, and the scientist is like, and you put the alcohol on it, it's got to be on it, and it kills it. Meanwhile, they're up there on TV with the guy funding the coronavirus research. Specifically, that's confirmed. It's in the NIH funding that he specifically was over that. And when it got outlawed here because the scientific community went crazy and said, what the hell are you doing? They just moved it to Wuhan. But now you see the bigger plan. Because China could release it, working with the deep state whenever they wanted to checkmate Trump. And who funds Hollywood? And who funds the anti-Trump media? And who funds the anti-Alex Jones stuff? It's all the Chi-Coms. That's in the news. I told you months ago they were funding all this, and it's all confirmed. So look at these articles for TV viewer. Radio listeners, check it out. Dr. Fauci backed controversial Wuhan lab with millions of U.S. dollars for risky coronavirus research, Newsweek. And they just went and read the grants. And the media always focuses on the 3.6. So there's another one for 7.4, you know, all these other huge amounts. There was a lot more than that. Bill and Melinda Gates gave them money. And the Bill and Melinda Gates have the vaccines already ready. But then their foundation gives it to the other research facilities and the other vaccine makers. And then divisions of Bill and Melinda Gates' operation get paid back the money. Now, you heard all this here months ago with Dr. Boyle saying Fauci should be arrested. You think we just say that to powerful, evil, mad scientists because we have a death wish? I morally cannot stop myself. I just cannot be part of this. And everybody out there has to ask themselves that works in government corporations, when is the point that you're going to start realizing that your compliance with all this and your denial of this and your Stockholm syndrome has made things worse and is endangering everything, and you've got to put the brakes on the evil and you've got to start saying no? I have a family member dead now who worked in stuff with the Army secretly, and he said there just came a point. There came a point when things are so evil and the things they've incrementally got you to do are so bad that you just can't do it anymore and you turn completely against it. And I asked him, I said, what was it? And he said, children. And I said, what was it? He goes, you know what it was. You know what it is. These people like to hurt children, and everybody better grow up and understand that. And I want to tell all the corrupt bureaucrats and all the corrupt agents something. There is a God, and those of you that aid and abet these people are going to face God one day. Absolutely, you're going to face God. God is so real, and you are going to pay. You understand that? So you keep pretending you're God down here on this planet, and you keep bullying and hurting children, and for your God, Satan. But I assure you, your New World Order is going down. Now, I've got the Project Veritas video. We're going to play it when we start the next hour. That's just so huge. And there they are, confirming with the funeral homes and the managers and everything. It's all a hoax. They order them. You know, the death certificates all say died of COVID. And then they talk to the families. And, no, he got hit by a car. And, no, he had a heart attack. And so that's what this is, total fraud. And where is it? It's New York. It's New Jersey. It's Michigan. It's California. It's where the Democrats run things. It's Austin, Texas. They are a criminal group. But here is the director of the World Food Program telling you what I've been telling you for months about the hundreds of millions that will starve to death, hundreds of thousands a week now dying. Those are real people, not all your COVID stuff. Here it is.
There are a further 135 million people facing crisis levels of hunger or worse. That means 135 million people on Earth are marching toward the brink of starvation. An additional 130 million people could be pushed to the brink of starvation by the end of 2020. That's a total of 265 million people. Our analysis shows that 300,000 people could starve to death every single day over a three-month period.
And you know how it works? You just shrivel up, and then you get a common cold, and you die. So remember when you're walking into, say, a Bucky's gas station, like I had in the Darren McGrain the other day, he told me about it, and this woman comes up with her mask on. He's not wearing one, as the governor said. It's not the law. He can't make people do it. And she goes, like she's all scared and jumps back, and like goes off, running off. Her little power, her little drama. If she can join with the media and the Stockholm Syndrome and make you do it, she's a hero and she's good. And I've had that happen to me on the hike and bike trail where grown men will like get up against the trees and go, oh, oh, to me. And I just start going, what's your problem, man? You don't care about the 100 million people that are already starving to death, do you? And they're just like, whatever, Alex Jones, conspiracy. Oh, really, Sandy Hook. I go, okay, I guess all the kids, you know, I'll tell you the kids are real that are dying. Is in these mass shootings and in Africa. But see, they don't want to hear that, ladies and gentlemen, because they're wearing their, you know, liberal outfits and sashaying around. It's all sick. By the way, they keep reminding me I need to talk about products. We won't be around here. Yeah, you should get some InfoWars t-shirts and books and ball caps. You got some new great ones in. 5G Kills is a pretty amazing shirt. I wish it would become a bestseller. I'd love to see them everywhere. You know, they can try to shut that down online where you can't talk. You got to fight the third dimension while you still can. And fish oil, the krill oil is so good. The D3, and it's just off the charts. This is the best krill oil anybody's got. It's just mega super high grade. It's back in stock, still 50% off, though. No, it's been sold out for months. X2 is back in stock, 50% off. And but really, what I need is your word of mouth. You need your word of mouth. You need to spread the word. You are Paul Revere. Get it done now. Take action now. Take action now. Take action now.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
The superpower that I have is that I tell you what I really think.